have a plot with me, so don't let us get into the net. I'm not sure what time it is, but I don't have a clock with me. But anyway, so talking about manure. Probably always use chicken manure, and I don't think you ever used cow manure. We had a problem with it. I think it was horse manure. Burt Reynolds owns a farm up here off of Highway 11. Burt and Dolly Parton. And we'd go up there and get a truckload. They'd load it with the tractor. But, I've spread my share of manure.
KI4LZI, I missed you over on another two nets.
I tried to hit three different repeaters, and I could not get in. I listened. I could hear them. I just cannot open the squelch on them. And the only repeater I do not have in the radio is 195. This is AK's radio, and I haven't done anything to program anything, so I'm gonna have to fix that. I can't be down here and not get in the warrants net. So I'm just gonna take it home and delete what I don't need and put in a few more frequencies. But I did try. I tried my hardest. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I got what you wanted to know. There's, like I said, the packet repeater frequency is 145.01. 145.01.
KI4NUE for station ID. That's 145.001 or 145.010.
145.010. And the way Mandel described it to me, like I said, I don't know that he can run rings around with me. The way he described to me about it, that and on Glassy, one on Caesar's head, and there's one up on Sassafras too, which I didn't know. Somehow they're all linked, the way he described it to me.
That's 2 meter packet, right?
5.010 is 2 meters.
Okay, well, I'll do a little research on that. I had a club member ask some questions about that, so I'll run that down next and see what that's all about. But I appreciate you getting that for me, but I did try, Andy. But go ahead and pick it up, Larry.
Well, did I understand that you were thinking also of making a loop antenna, a vertical loop for 2 meters?
I'll send you a picture of it. I built a 2 meter dipole. And I was out in the yard, I don't know, last week testing it. I think I may have briefly discussed it with you. But I had about 5 feet left over from the grounding wire when I grounded the ham shack. So instead of, you know, selling it for scrap, I said, well, that's enough to build a 2 meter dipole. So I hooked it up to the, you know, antenna analyzer, got it tuned, and I tried it out. I mean, it works pretty good. I haven't done a whole lot of testing with it. But you can bend it. And that's why I decided to use it, so I could, you know, do a little bit of experimenting with it to see what, you know, test it when it's flat out and then bend it and then see, you know, what my received zig is, what SWR, see how it affects it. But I got sidetracked, so you know, it's still out there in the truck. So I just, you know, busy.
Well, y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm going over to the Anderson net and check in with them right quick, and I might be back over here at some point, but I don't know what it is. What did AK do? Lock that radio where you couldn't add any new frequencies or tones in it? You're going to have to get that unlocked. I'm pretty sure I knew AK pretty well. He never did get on 195 or 47 either one, but you need to add those two to it somehow. KI4LCI going over to 79.
Then I'll see you later on. KO4 anyway, I'll be clear with you.
Just going to say that, Hugh, your 2-meter dipole sounds cool. It is omnidirectional to an extent. A loop would be the quickest way to have a directional 2-meter antenna. Of course, you could make the Yagi. I think you said that you had made a beam, a 2-meter beam. But any antenna that's going to be directional, it's got to be, you have to be in the near field yourself to do the turning. So you become a part of the antenna field in that sense. It wouldn't do to have it 70 feet away and have to turn it 15 degrees. They are a loop. It would be quite small, as you can imagine, a small loop, and very directional. And it's those antennas have a very high Q, so which the results is that you tune it, you set it to direction, and then you tune a capacitor. The easiest one to use with something like that would be one of those capacitors that were in the old AM radios. You can get them at Hamfest with the metal vanes that mesh together. But you tune it at that frequency. And then if you move it to another frequency, you have to retune it. It's very narrow bandwidth, a high Q, they call that. KK4JPQ.
Got beam this weekend on the house with a little antenna directional motor. You know, the old TV Dad had one, and down here in the barn, so I dug it out. Found a controller with it, too. It works. So I put the beam up and ran the control wires and the antenna feed line and all that. And I'm able to make it all the way here to Pickens on Simplex. So that's really nice, you know. When me and Chris went and got our license, we that's what we was wanting to do, was try to Simplex with one another. And we've done that. So time for us to move on to something else and try to conquer something else. So we're on it.
Well, that's, you're very fortunate to have parts laying around that you can repurpose. It's 838, by the way. Oh, well, it's good to talk to you. I thought when we spoke last night that you'd just be silent. You went dark for a couple of days. So it's real nice to have this conversation. But you must have something to do before that. I'll let you go. Been a good. It's always good to talk with you, Chad. The reason I mentioned, just to wrap that up, the reason I mentioned Field Day, I know it's 6 months away, being in June, but might be an opportunity for me to travel a little bit and see what that Ham Fest is like, and that might be fun. Anyway, I'll talk to you again, maybe after the net. KK4JPQ.
In a few minutes, Larry, but you know, you don't have to wait till June to come up here to deer camp. I mean, or come to the house, either one, you know. Anytime you want to come on. I mean, I'd like to show you my shop and let you see the rules and all that stuff, but, you know, that'd be up to you, I guess. But, yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'll see you after the net. I got to meet with some friends tomorrow and get this load of firewood back. We got the propane bill 2 days ago for how much that took to fill the tank at $4.85 a gallon. So Anna turned the furnace down to, heat pump down to 62 and said, you need to go cut some firewood. So here I am, KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Larry. I'll see you after the net.
KO4JVQ, clear.
This is KN4RJN. Signal check, please.
4RJN, KO4NUE. You in there, partner?
This is KN4RJN. Signal check, please.
4RJN, KO4NUE.
KN4NUE, KN4RJN. Am I coming in clear?
Making it pretty good. The audio is just a little bit low, but you might be sitting away from the phone or iPad up on Echolink. But yes, you are making it. No noise. It's pretty good signal.
Okay, thank you much. This is KN4RJN.